Welcome, fair listeners, to this very special mini episode of Much Ado About Wrestling. In last week's episode, Tyler and I talked about our new World Title Unification Madness bracket. Yes, we were cashing in on March Madness. This little mini episode is going to be here to tell you that we've reached round two. Round two voting is going to be open until March 30th, which means you need to go. You, the listener, the person listening to this, you need to go to muchadowrestling.com. Look at the post that this episode is about. It will be right on the front page. You want to vote for round two of your favorite WWE World Champions of all time as we get closer to the Sweet 16. That Sweet 16 we will reveal on our next regular episode of the podcast next week, right after March 30th. A reminder that every time that you vote, you make yourself eligible for the grand prize of a $50 Pro Wrestling Tees gift card that we will be raffling off once this tournament is done. So this little mini episode, I'm going to be reading you the article that you might be looking at as you are voting for round two. And we're going to be looking forward to the matchups. So here we go. As we inch closer to the showdown between Roman and Brock at Mania to unify WWE's two world titles, we also move to the second round of what is really important when it comes to the identity of the one true world champion, our title unification madness bracket. The first round was very chalky, but there were a handful of upsets and a few matches that were settled by only a handful of votes. The rubber is going to hit the road to WrestleMania in this round, though, as some of the biggest names in pro wrestling will be sent packing. First, the big gold belt region. While Evolution might be a mystery, it didn't have any problems getting love from the voters. Triple H made quick work of Sergeant Slaughter, as did Dave Bautista over Butch Dunne and Orton over Jinder Mahal. Evolution elder statesman Ric Flair had a bit more trouble against Mankind Mick Foley, but in the end of this grudge match, based on some real-life animus between the two, our voters made it known they prefer "With a Tear in My Eye" to "That'll Put Some Butts in the Seats." In round two, the game will be going up against his mentor Ric Flair in one of the most hotly anticipated matchups that you can't believe is happening this early in our bracket. Wrestling fans my age will remember hate-watching Triple H's mid-2000s Reign of Terror with the big gold belt on Raw. But it's also impossible to not think of Flair and think 16-time world champion. The issue is, only two of those were in WWE, so you have to wonder if those will be enough for Flair to continue his path to the Sweet 16. If Trips can advance, he will have either his best friend Shawn Michaels or his Evolution mate Batista waiting for him in the next round. On the bottom half of the bracket, Sid Vicious corrected the overranking of Alberto Del Rio. Bret Hart's body of work moved him past RVD's memorable short title reign, and Lashley got the W over current NXT champion Dolph Ziggler. While stranger things have happened, it's hard not to see this side of the bracket ending with a bout between the Hitman and the Viper. The round two matchups in the big gold belt region. The number one seed, the game, Triple H, versus number nine seed, the Nature Boy, Ric Flair. The number five seed, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels, taking on the number four seed, the Animal, Batista. Number 11 seed, Psycho Sid, taking on number three seed, the Hitman, Bret Hart. And the number seven seed, Bobby Lashley, taking on the number two seed, Randy Orton. Moving on to the Winged Eagle region. How about that chalk, huh? No surprises here. Not one. Despite more recent character issues surrounding Terry Bollea, Hulkster still got a dominant win over Sheiky, which we know he will not be happy about. Just look at his Twitter. Really, it's entertaining. Rey Mysterio got a win over Jeff Hardy, maybe because Rey's two wins of world titles were memorable for good and bad reasons, while Jeff's failed pursuits of the world title define him more as a character. The first undisputed champion in WWE, Chris Jericho, snuck past the first SmackDown champion of the recent brand split, Dean Ambrose. Kurt Angle's longevity beat Ultimate Warrior's flash in the panness. I was curious to see if Pedro Morales would get love over the much more recent dominance of Walter, and get the love he did. Superstar Billy Graham wasn't so lucky to get the old-timer votes against The Undertaker. And Adam Cole could go deep on this bracket in the future if he were to ever return to WWE, but The Rock was a no-brainer here. The closest we got to an upset was Christian, but those ECW reigns just didn't hold up as well against Drew's recent crowning. Round two has potential for the upsets to start happening in this portion of the bracket, though. Mysterio seems like a trap game for Hulkster, just because the fan bases have to be so different. Jericho could easily pull the upset over Angle simply since he's still going strong today. The Undertaker will get his second straight match of being the younger person in the bout, and while The Rock seems likely to beat Drew McIntyre, perhaps recency bias could pull it off. The round two matchups in the Winged Eagle region. Number one seed Hulk Hogan taking on number eight seed Rey Mysterio. Number five seed Chris Jericho taking on number four seed Kurt Angle. Number six seed Pedro Morales taking on number three seed The Undertaker. And number seven seed Drew McIntyre taking on number two seed The Rock. Looking at the big green belt region now, to me, this was the second most exciting region of the bracket in round one. Maybe that's because we have so many dream matches in round two that are set up, but it's also because we've got close to having our own St. Peter's, Kentucky moment. It's a topical sports reference for all of you. Brock Lesnar seemed like an absolute lock to at least win his first matchup, but the Bray Wyatt fans turned out and almost made it an upset for the ages. As surprisingly as an 8-9 matchup can be, Goldberg, known for many things, but not really for his runs as WWE champion, made it past Yokozuna, who was an unbeatable monster of the new generation era of WWE. Further down the line, other new generation star Diesel had more luck and got past Sheamus. Bruno Sammartino has the reputation, even with the youngsters who've never seen him wrestle for a second, as the original world champion in WWE and the man with the longest reign ever. But will that matter going up against Goldberg's streak and even recent kayfabe dominance? The winner will get a completely different type of pro wrestler, as the two Ring of Honor Hall of Famers Daniel Bryan and CM Punk will go at it to determine which of their both highly influential mid-2010s title reigns will be deemed most important. Big Sexy knows a thing or two about winning against unbeatable top babyfaces, but his matchup against Roman might be too much for him to handle. And finally, after his first round scare, can Brock Lesnar get back on track and take out perennial fan favorite Randy Savage? More importantly, would Brock have a better chance against Bonesaw? The Big Green Belt Round 2 matchups. Number 1 seed Bruno Sammartino taking on number 9 seed Goldberg. Number 5 seed Daniel Bryan versus number 4 seed CM Punk. Number 11 seed Diesel versus number 3 seed Roman Reigns. And number 7 seed Randy Savage taking on number 2 seed Brock Lesnar. And finally, the Spinner Belt region. Now here is the region of the bracket where things got truly interesting. Yes, there were some overwhelming victories from the top seeds, John Cena and Steve Austin. However, this bracket included two matches that were decided by less than 5 votes. The Miz in his surprising reign eked past NXT all-timer and first Universal Champion Finn Balor, setting up the rematch of the WrestleMania 27 main event. But the biggest upset of the tournament happened when number 14 seed Eddie Guerrero got the buzzer beater over number 3 seed Edge. Eddie's victory is most likely attributed to the exciting win over Brock Lesnar at No Way Out and the now bittersweet ending of WrestleMania 20 being more at the front of the mind of the voters than any of the numerous Edge reigns, where he was used more often as a heel foil to John Cena in the PG era. The Big Red Machine Kane also pulled the upset over fellow giant wrestler The Big Show. Bob Backlund couldn't get past JBL, perhaps because his odd 90s title reign overshadowed his dominant run as the heir to Bruno Sammartino's world title crown. King Booker and Kevin Owens, while being universally liked, just couldn't make the upset happen for them over Seth Rollins and AJ Styles, respectively. Round 2 sees the aforementioned Cena-Miz rematch, plus the weird pairings of Rollins and JBL and Styles and Stone Cold. My eyes will be on the match between Kane and Eddie Guerrero. Both lower seeds looking to be the Cinderella of the tournament. One of them is going to the Sweet 16, and I've got a feeling it won't be the mayor of Knoxville. The Spinner Belt Region Round 2 matchups. Number 1 seed John Cena taking on number 8 seed The Miz. Number 5 seed Seth Rollins taking on number 13 seed JBL. Number 11 seed Kane taking on number 14 seed Eddie Guerrero. And number 7 seed AJ Styles taking on number 2 seed Stone Cold Steve Austin. So again, make sure to go and vote before March 30th. Make yourself eligible to win the $50 Pro Wrestling Tees gift card, and let us know who should be the Universal Unified Final One True WWE World Champion to rule them all.